With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says first responders in Texas are still looking for a lot of little girls who remain missing after a devastating flood in Texas. Noem described the scene as President Trump met with his cabinet at the White House today. Noem visited Camp Mystic in Kerrville on Saturday. At a news conference, Kerrville Mayor Joe Herring says they have been overwhelmed by the generosity of so many who want to give.
We are working on a new system to accept donations. And when those plans are complete, we will post them online on the city's Facebook page. We are grateful. We need a new system to handle the generosity of the world.
Authorities say at least 27 campers and counselors died during the flash floods. The president announced during the meeting that he and the First Lady will visit Texas on Friday. President Trump says the U.S. will have to increase military supplies to Ukraine during a pause in critical weapons deliveries. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports Mr. Trump's comments suggest a change of tack in response to recent Russian attacks against Ukraine.
Last week, the Pentagon announced it was holding back deliveries of some air defense missiles, precision-guided artillery, and other weapons to Ukraine over concerns U.S. stockpiles have declined too much. But President Trump said Monday night,
"We're going to send some more weapons. We have to."
Russia has intensified its airstrikes on civilian areas of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in the past week, Russia's launched more than 1,200 drones, 39 missiles, and almost 1,000 powerful glide bombs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 149 points, the Nasdaq down 7. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are dabbling in divination. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
About 1 in 10 adults in this country admit that they visit fortune tellers or palm readers or consult horoscopes to try and get a glimpse of their future. But the Pew Research Center poll reveals that the U.S. percentage is about average or a little below when compared to the rest of the world. In most countries, about 10% of people do these things, though the percentages are a lot higher in the East, including in Thailand, India, and the Philippines. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina government. This is SRN News. Air travelers may no longer be required to remove shoes before boarding a plane.
The TSA is looking to abandon the requirement. According to reports, if implemented, it would put an end to a security screening mandate put in place almost 20 years ago, several years after shoe bomber Richard Reid's attempt to take down a flight from Paris to Miami in late 2001. Traveler newsletter Gate Access was first to report that the security screening change is coming. Some air travelers are able to skirt extra security requirements, like taking off their shoes, if they're part of a TSA pre-check paid program. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump nominated again for the Nobel Peace Prize. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Mr. Trump on Monday that he recommended him for that prestigious award. More details at SRNnews.com.